Oh my God. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kaya. How may I help you?
Yes. Hi, Kaya. My name is Kelva, and I'm calling from Capital One Credit Card Disputes and Fraud Department. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. Kaya, I'm calling in reference to one of our cardholders, and I guess one of your customers. So we're trying to kind of determine some charges that have just, there was an attempt on his card.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to kind of clear some charges up. He said he took a survey and he was supposed to get a free item and just pay for shipping and handling. And then it looks like maybe another charge, maybe for a monthly subscription, has just, there was an attempt for that charge too.
Okay, can I start off by getting his zip code, please?
Yes. Mr. Vickers, what is your zip code?
33016.
Thank you.
33016?
Yes.
I'm sorry, can I get, ma'am, can I get your name again, please?
Yes, it's Kelva, K-E-L-V-A, and I'm with Capital One.
You with Capital?
Capital One.
Okay,
credit
Capital.
Cards. Mm-hmm. Capital
One credit card.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I get his first and last name?
Yes. Mr. Vickers, you want to give her your first and last
name? Sure. It's Milton Vickers, V-I-C-K-E-R-S.
Okay, Mr. Vickers, I see your account.
Now, do you see an attempt for $19.73?
Hold on one moment. Let me...
Okay.
Okay, I see he has entered for the contest entry of our meal balance for our meal
Your
plan.
Okay.
No, ma'am.
Now,
I see,
do you see a charge or an attempt made on his account for a charge for $19.73?
No, ma'am. I don't see a $19.73, but I do see a $39.85, but it didn't go through.
Right. That was for a meal plan?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get you some more information on that to see exactly what did he order.
Okay.
He entered a contest.
When did he enter the contest?
He entered a contest. It says the day I have on here is today, but let me go back.
Right. Okay, so
yes, the day
well,
I have
he wasn't aware. He wasn't aware it was a contest. He said he thought it was a survey.
And it said survey.
Oh yes,
and
you have to enter a survey. I mean, not a survey.
Okay.
Yes, it's a contest. I'm sorry.
All
and
right,
he
well,
entered,
it
and it was. I don't see the what you said. What's the first price? $19.73,
because those declined as well.
Yes, those declined, and the $39.85 declined also.
Oh, so you do see the 1973?
No, ma'am, I don't see the 1973.
Okay.
But I was saying that the $39.85 declined also. It didn't go through.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
okay.
That's good. I don't want anything to go through that I didn't order, and I didn't order that.
Okay. So he said he didn't order this plan Fit Health.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
It didn't go through, though, so I can't
right,
get his
right.
account canceled out for him.
Yes.
So nothing else will, you know, affect his account, but it didn't go through. So,
right.
You know, it's not like I can offer him a refund because it didn't go through.
Right.
Just want to make sure it's not going through, because that's not something that I ordered at all.
Yeah, he's saying he didn't even how did his card even get charged?
Oh, I don't know if his card got charged when he put it in on the website. I'm not sure, but it didn't go through on IN. because it says decline, but I can't get his account canceled out.
Yeah.
So nothing will ever, you know, affect his account again.
So what's the, you have the cancellation reference number for him?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get his account notated up and I'll get that cancellation number ready for you.
Okay.
Hold 1 second.
Okay. So she does see, I guess, an order. So she's going to cancel this account. But we can go ahead and get you a new card, Mr. Vickers, if you want to do that.
I certainly do.
Okay.
You know, I never respond to these things.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah. And I get them all the time, and I just delete them. And I guess I have an edge because I work for Capital One. But I don't know. I've never been one to open a lot of emails. You know, if you say it's free, then I just kind of expect you to send me my gift. I shouldn't have to give you any information. I figure you have enough information to mail me my free gift. That's the way I think.
Okay, I have that cancellation number.
Cancellation
ready.
Number. Okay, what is it about?
Pen and paper. It's C as in council.
Mm-hmm.
919.
Mm-hmm.
270.
Okay.
743.
All right. So that's the cancellation number for that 3985. For that 3985.
Yes, ma'am. But it didn't go through. It declined. So.
Right. Now, are you also sending him an email?
No, ma'am. Just a cancellation.
Email?
No, ma'am. The cancellation number it basically like an email, but we do cancellation numbers. So if something ever do call back with his account with this, even though it's not because I have it canceled out for him, but if something ever was to happen to his account again, he will call back and give that cancellation number.
Right.
To the people, but his account has been canceled out, so it won't affect him anymore.
All right. Well,
okay,
Kaya, thank you so much, and you have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling customer support. Yeah, have a great day.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. So we have gone ahead 919270.